This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Steve Harvey.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey, man, got a radio show. How good is God, huh? Think about it. Just take a slight inventory of your own life and say it to yourself when you get through. How good is God, huh? Think of all the small things. All this, because that's him. You breathing, that's him. You still here, that's him. You got another chance, that's him. You ain't out of here, that's him. You got any measure of health, that's him. You think it's more to it than it really is, than it already showed up to be, that's him. All of that. You got any dreams or aspirations? You dream of other things, that's him. All that, that's him. That's him. Them clothes you got, that's him. Every time you eat, that's why they had this thing called You Say Your Grace, that's him. See, that's him, man. That's him. It's amazing when you take small inventory, how you find out how big God really is in your life. Now, the more you turn yourself over to him, the bigger he can be for you. See, he'll only be as big as you let him. It's one thing about God. Now, he's a gentleman. He can make you do anything. You know, you get too big for him. You know, you lose your humbleness. He can humble you now. God created man with the power of choice. We're the only creature he created that he gave us the total power of choice. When we mate, who we mate with, you know, everything, all of it, man. It's a choice. What we want to be, how much we want to make, where we want to live, what climate we want to live in. We can live in cold climates, hot climates. You know, we speak different languages. You can go learn another language. A bear can't do nothing but be a bear. He can't go learn how to be a fox. He can't go learn how to be an otter. He just can't. An ostrich is an ostrich, man. He can't come out here and fight like a lion. A lion is a lion. A lion eat meat. He can't eat vegetables. I don't care how much meat ain't around. He'll lay down and pull up out of here and die because he can't eat grass. He's just a lion, man. You understand this? That God gave us. We are the one creature he created that has total power of choice. You can make every decision in your life. What kind of watch you like? That's the one you can buy. You want to live in Switzerland? Go ahead. You don't like Switzerland? You can move to Miami. You want to live your life of crime? Go ahead. That's you. He gave you the power of choice. You want to do right? Come on. So now, look at this thing. We are all the results of a series of decisions that we have made. If we could just identify that the problem is us, we could begin the solution. See, that's the problem, y'all. It's us. It's what we do. I threw my life down the hill. I can't tell you how many years based on some decisions that I was making. Now, I can justify my decision where I wasn't happy and I was doing this and I was in misery and y'all on there. Yeah, 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 Steve, when you get through, you made the decisions, though. Now, you can look at this any way you want to, y'all, but at the end of the day, I'm just talking to people that's really, really wanting to improve their position in life. And how do you do that? You got to have a solution. How do you come up with a solution? You got to identify the problem to even begin to solve it. But if the problem ain't ever you, how you gonna solve something that ain't you? See, okay, let me look at it this way. If somebody say, like, I got a child of mine, man, I just do right here, man. I don't even want to get into it this morning. Boy, I'm struggling with this boy. But man, you go to people, you ask them why they do something. I just wasn't taking care of business. Why? I just didn't take care of business. Boy, do you understand that your life is going to be filled with you got to take care of business? So when you going to start? You know, man, you can't go through life blaming everybody. It's got to be you. See, you can fix you. You can't fix nobody else. If you keep getting married and the marriages don't work, hello. Could it be you? See, I finally had to sit down and just make that decision. Ain't no need of me coming on the radio talking about nobody else and what they did to me and y'all just don't know. No, man. What about the part you played in it? Because, see, if you got a good marriage, you got a part to play in that. If you got a bad one, you got a part to play in that. Even if it just get down to you the one picked them. How about that, Mister, I made a decision. The problem is usually within yourself. Do you know that's the quickest and easy way to fix your life? That way you ain't got to check with nobody. Here's the beauty of going on and admitting that it's you. You don't have to check or clear it with nobody to start the repair process. You don't need anybody's permission. You ain't got to put it before the review board to see if it'll pass. It ain't got to go through Congress. You ain't got to hope that your local politician get their hands on it and make a phone call for you. You ain't got to ask any counselors to come in and sit with you. You don't have to check into rehab. All you got to do is decide. The problem is me. I'm going to start changing me. Identify the problem and start with the part that you can own up to. Once you identify the problem, you can start planning on how to fix it or how to get to accomplishing something. But remember, this planning is important. If you fail to plan, then please plan to fail. If you don't know how to make a plan, let's just start with the basics. Just make a list of what you want. Make this list and then go to God in prayer with an open mind. And open your mind up to all the clean opportunities that are available. Here's why a lot of people won't succeed. Because certain opportunities come along, you don't want to do them. That kills me, man, when I hear people, I ain't doing that. I know young comedians that come to me all the time talking about, man, what you know? I said, man, just take every gig you can. No matter what it pay. Well, listen to me, son. You can go make that money that it pay. Or you can make the decision to sit at home and make no money. It's a comedy hard business. They ain't paying but $100. You got to drive 50 miles. But if you drive 50 miles and you make the 100, and you stand on that stage for 30 minutes, you are now 30 minutes better than you was the last time you went on stage. Oh, man, they don't pay me. I ain't coming. You ain't finna be a comedian, man. Not like this here. A lot of people just don't want to do what's necessary to do. So when the opportunity presents itself and you open up your mind to it, man, then get ready to go on and do it, man. Identify your problem today. Start with the part that's you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time. It's morning time.
Come on now. Okay.
We gather today, 6 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow.
With intentions of eye lightning, intentions of camaraderiness. We come to you with the intention of informatization. Mm. We are here in the morning time.
That boy can write a word.
In spite of the crisis that's going on around the world, we that are here are blessed and highly favored.
That's right, Pastor. Amen.
Walking that walk.
Yes.
Talking that talk.
Yeah.
And jaywalking when I walk. Sermons ain't gotta have no meaning. They just got to sound like it's one. I say, look here. Welcome to the baddest morning show in the land. I know there's others, but them is imitations.
Come yes, on, they Pastor. Are.
I know it's folks with radio shows.
Yeah.
That's right.
But they ain't got us on it.
You better That's minister. Right.
You better
tell I know of some shows I think is pretty good my damn self.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If I had a radio and I had turned to one station,
come on,
I would pick
the same one you just picked.
Yeah.
I know you picked it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm on it and you hear me. Like I said, other choices. But why make the wrong choice every day?
That's right. That's right.
Knowing that we are here and they are there.
Come on.
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce him to you. A man with a large nose, great big old lips.
Bring yourself out.
Face has grown in width over the years.
Okay.
Mustache.
Yeah.
World famous.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is.
That's true.
Got more credits.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Got a lot of
than Equifax.
Oh, you better come on, credit.
He has told more jokes.
Yeah.
Than these other radio shows have attempted.
Yes.
Ain't nobody on in the morning more funny than me. And when I come back, I'm gonna introduce me to you and the rest of the morning crew. They are here standing by. But I done took off down the road of foolishness. And I didn't know how to get off.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime when you go down the road of foolishness, it ain't no exit. So we on this road, and I'll be back at the bottom of the hour. In the name of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we'll be right back.
Right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
What you got?
My dog, Apollo.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, is this apartment 18C?
Yeah, this 18C.
Hey, man, my name's Virgil. Who is this right here? Who is this?
You speaking to Marcus? What's going on?
Okay, Marcus, let me ask you something, man. Y'all done messed up. Y'all done got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges, man.
Hold on, I'm lost here. What is this you talking about?
You got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges.
Whoa. Are you sure you dialed the right number, man?
I got the right number, man. Y'all, you and 18C, ain't you?
Yeah, okay, this 18C. Now tell me, now what is this about Apollo? Who is Apollo? I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges. You know, now he downtown, and evidently somebody pressing charges. So now I got to figure out how I'm gonna get Apollo out of jail.
Hold on, this don't make no sense. You call
man, I need y'all to go downtown and go on and drop these charges so Apollo can come home.
Pump the brakes, boss. Listen to what you're saying now. You calling me about somebody that I don't even know. I don't know no Apollo. You know, I apologize for your homeboy and everything that's going down, but I don't know nobody named Apollo. I really don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So,
okay,
you know.
So y'all ain't called the police last night.
Ain't nobody called no police.
You ain't called. You gonna sit here and lie to me and tell me you ain't called no police last night?
Let's take this back. Now what's your name, man?
My name is Virgil.
Now how you come about getting my number?
Don't worry about how I got your number. I got it. You the one. I know you the one got Apollo arrested on these trumped up charges.
Don't worry. Now hold on. How you know? How you know where I live?
Cause I live above you. I live in 19C.
19C. 19. So. Are you the one that got the loud barking dog all hours
That's
of the night?
That's Apollo. My dog is Apollo.
My God. Apollo. Man, you got me thinking that you talking about some human being. You sitting here calling me about some animal, some dog?
You arrested my dog
first of all.
Nah, evidently you pressing charges. Hey, listen,
nah,
you
man.
Going down there to get my dog out of jail, man.
Evidently, you need to listen to what you talking about, man. You calling me about some animal? Listen, we call the front desk people about disturbance. Every time we look around, we hear your dog. So you might need to take it over with whoever that's in charge with the apartment complex, because that's who we inform about your loud dog. Now, you know, you calling me, how you got my number, I don't know. But you need to check this out and talk with the people that's in charge of the apartment complex.
I'm taking it up with the person that filed a complaint and got my dog arrested last night. Now, my dog down there on some trumped
really?
Up charges.
Really?
They ain't even read. They ain't even read Apollo his rights or nothing like that.
Really? You really talking? Listen to what you're saying, man.
Out the house, man. And it's all this cause of you.
Man, I think you need to you need some counseling or something, boss, because you're talking about a dog. How can a dog get arrested? You need to this is crazy. Listen, I don't think we got anything else to talk about, man, because
we got to talk about Apollo, man, and how you going to go down there and get him out of jail, and you need to have him here back by here this evening. I ain't finna go through this without my dog being here.
This man sounds crazy. Baby, this man calling me about a dog being arrested. This is the dog that be barking.
It's Apollo, man. Apollo is a family member. And you done got him arrested, man. For what?
Hey, man,
why would you do something like that?
Man, how about this? You and that dog. Don't be calling me no more talking to me about some dog that I ain't got no control over. You need to take this up with the police or whoever called. Ain't nobody calling no police.
Did you just say Apollo?
Man, listen.
Did you just say that?
You heard what I said.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm not trying to argue. Okay, look. Let's just do this here. Is it any way you could just come down there with me this evening and drop the charge?
Come down where?
Down to the police station, man, where Apollo went, dog.
Look.
He down, listen. Okay, I'm not trying to holler. He down there on some trumped up charge. You can't even pick him out in a lineup if you want. Apollo clean.
I can't believe
it. He got
it.
No prior convictions, man.
I can't believe it. Listen, man. Do you really hear what you're saying? Now, I know they say man, best friend is a dog, but you taking this a little bit too far. Now, you need to really listen to what you're talking about. You need to handle all this, what you got a problem with the folks at the front desk and the police, if they do got your dog. This really don't make any sense right now to me. Now, I apologize once again about your dog, but I think we have our business finished right now.
Hey, man,
let me tell you something.
I'm going to tell you this right here, okay? Marcus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you this here. You try to testify against him. Try to testify against Apollo and see what happens.
What in the world are you telling you? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. You, Apollo, anything else that you got to say about this situation right here. You found my number. You know where I live. You just come see me.
You really want that?
I'm about to be through with this phone call, man.
I tell you what. Let me say this right here. I'm going to say this right here to you. You try to get on the stand and testify against Apollo, and I promise you, dog, you're going to have some problems on your hands. You hear me?
Listen, you really talking some nonsense right now. Do you really hear what you saying to me? Apollo is a dog.
I know he a dog. He my dog. You know what? I tell you what. Hey, man, how that pretty little wife of yours doing? The one that be at home while you going to work all day.
What the f*** you just say to me?
How is that pretty little wife of yours that be gone, that be at home when you going to work?
What's your name?
I already told you, my name Virgil.
Check this. 19C, where you at, right?
That's where I'm at.
Please believe that's where we about to meet right now. Because now the man finna come up here talking to me about my wife. So if it's any other dog you got up in the place, please believe that dog's going to get up right along with your.
Okay. Well, I got one more thing you told you.
Man,
one thing you need to know for
me,
you
bro. You ain't got to say to me because you took this a little too far around with me and a dog. Now you trying to talk about what's going on in my household and my wife? Please believe 19C is where you about to find me.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else up here in 19C that's waiting on you.
All of them about to get up. Whoever is all up in 19C.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else in here. You want to know who else in here?
Man.
I'm finna tell you this here. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show is up in here in 19C.
What the hell? Nephew. This is Nephew Tommy. Man, you got me cussing, man. My mama be listening to this station.
Your neighbor Gerald got
Gerald
me to prank you about your neighbor downstairs.
Man. Oh, man.
Hey, man, you got to tell me this, baby. What's the baddest radio station in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show and Nephew Thomas Crazy.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for something funny. I know you got it. I know. I'm ready.
Man, I was listening to some old LTD this weekend, Steve. Man, boy. Woo!
Jeffrey Osborne.
You know you fooled me. Good time.
Yeah, that's real.
I forgot how bad they were, man. I was bad.
Dog. Man. You hear that band?
Oh, your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade. Oh, your touch is grown cold.
Yeah.
Seems someone else controls your very soul. I'm fool downhearted as long as I can. I can feel the presence
of another man. Oh, he's taking my place.
You would stay just to watch me, darling, drift away from lies within. Can't stop the hurting, living on the run, taking all for granted. Like you're the only one.
Oh, get some rest.
I know I could turn.
First, I didn't think so.
Thinking you'd be
now
gone.
He's been energized.
I must be prepared any time to carry on. So minute by minute, by minute, by minute. I keep holding on. Man, who else?
Who else?
Say somebody.
OJ's.
Jazz.
Jazz.
Let me make love to you, darling.
Ooh. You forgot that part. Mm-hmm.
I love that part. I can't wait.
Man, you say all so should mad. Do a duet of,
say it. Just say it.
Of your favorite
say it.
Magic.
No, say it. Sad show, baby. Come yeah. on.
So let the sad show begin. Harry.
Can't afford to pass it by. Guaranteed to make you cry. See the man with the broken heart. You see that he is sad.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah, it hurts so bad.
So bad.
Come on, Shirley.
Oh, intruders.
I'll always love my mama.
She's my favorite girl.
Yeah. Only get one, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Said they talking about mama.
What? Come on. I want to know your name.
Yes.
Tuesday, Harlan, call me, baby, it's 2 o'clock.
Christ, I love my
it's just that someone over, nice. Baby, I really want to be with you. And if I chance,
let me come home. You.
Wait, he got verse 2.
Come on,
make a motion.
Tag team.
And let me be.
And if I change,
I can hold you.
I know.
If you get down to another, don't get too down to another. That's the way it goes on love strength. I don't need now. We're down need now. Take it to ride.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Come on, Steve.
Oh, Lord.
If you don't know me by now,
you will never know me.
Ooh.
Up in here.
All the things.
Yeah, it is.
That we've been through. Thanks, Steve.
Baby, I've got mine.
And woman,
and
you got yours too.
Boy, what about this one right here? Oh, the greatest two-part song ever written.
I miss you, miss
you,
sir.
Oh, I miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you, miss you.
Who's that?
Baby,
that's Harold Melvin. That's Harold Melvin and Teddy Pendergrass. Girl, I know the truth about it.
Oh, yeah.
That I just can't live without you. And that's why I'm confessing my love to you, baby. Who else?
Who else? You didn't do the dramatics.
Oh, yeah.
What you waiting on?
Yeah.
You gave your all and all
well,
to
nobody
me.
Nobody knows this one, though.
And he wasn't true. He tried
singing
to
B-side.
Find another girl. Listen to this. Sweeter than you.
That's sweeter.
Set him on a wild goose chase.
I don't know this.
This is the one he always thinks that we don't know.
That no other girl could ever take your place.
It's the toast. That's what I said. Is this the toast?
So now he's trying hard to get you back. But you know the fool's heart's made of cellophane. You can see through that. When he had your loves in the palms of his hands, he just wasn't satisfied. So he jibed and conned, and he had to have another girl right there by your side. Oh, let's give a toast.
Give a toast.
Let's give a toast to the fool who let you go. Who let you go? He can't hurt you no more. No, no, no. Three times. To the fool. Who let you go? Who let you go? But now we're together. He can't hurt you no more. Oh, let's have another one. Yeah.
That make you drive. That music make you drive cross country.
Yes, it does.
That's why you
understand.
Speak on it, Jay. Speak on
you
it.
You can drive cross country when you got good music.
I testify to that.
Let me tell you something. But let me tell you, it'll make you drive cross country for a reason.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen. That's fun. We got to keep that in the show.
That's
great.
That's my jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here's a question. What product or what brand reminds you of your childhood home? All right, here's an email from T from New Orleans. It says, "Hey, Morning Crew, every time I see the Quaker oatmeal bottle, the box, I think of my mom's house when I was a kid. She always had a box of it on top of our refrigerator. When I'd go to visit my pop's house, he always had a box of Frosted Flakes cereal in his pantry. In fact, he probably does right now. What brand or product did your childhood home always have in stock?"
I got a bunch of
them. I knew it.
Ready for me?
You want good
like
memory?
What? Yes. Like what, Steve? You go first.
Comet.
Like
Comet. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Comet. That green-ass little can of Comet with the peel-off top with the 8 holes in the top.
Sprinkle it in and washed all your sinks and your bathtub out.
But let it sit, though. Let it sit for a minute.
Until it change colors. Tell you another, ain't open up refrigerator while seeing an open box of Arm & Hammer baking soda.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Take us back. Same box for a whole year.
You want me to keep taking you back? Sitting on your stove. That Maxwell or Folgers coffee can with the grease in it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's real thick.
Good memories.
In the bathroom, Crest toothpaste.
Oh,
you were Crest people. Okay.
No, we wasn't really Crest.
We were Colgate.
Yeah, we had that too. We was whatever was on sale, people.
Can I jump in here and say this though?
One more toothpaste though. Ultra Bright. What? I thought that was just the greatest thing. Go ahead, Tommy.
Okay. Ultra Bright.
If we ran out of that toothpaste, then we go to that fridge where that baking soda would and go in there and get that.
And dip that toothbrush
in there.
Yeah. I actually brush my teeth better with baking soda.
Hello.
All right. How about this?
Come on.
Tide laundry detergent. Tide. Had to have some Tide.
That's ivory.
Powder too, Shirley. That ain't that liquid. That's washing powder.
That's right.
Fab and Oxydol.
He's so loud.
In the big blue box of damn Fab.
But you didn't, did you have ivory soap though? Did you have ivory soap to take your bath?
Dial.
What?
Dial.
We had ivory.
Yeah, we had ivory soap too.
Floated in the water, ivory.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go in the bathroom. And up underneath that counter, it's a little red can, got some grease in it, called Royal Crown, huh?
You better talk.
What?
All your scalp with that right there.
Yeah.
That's how I got my hair pressed. Blue
magic. All that. All that. Yeah.
We in the bathroom.
We in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the bathroom.
Scott's single ply. Corner tissue.
No.
One
there was no style
sheet. Scott. You had to be careful wiping yourself with that damn single ply.
Man.
I can't tell you how many times I misjudged it and pushed my finger
off. We get it.
Yeah, we got it.
We got the
single ply.
Single ply. My daddy loved that. Boy, you get 1,000 sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was my aunt's favorite.
Wait, do y'all remember AIM? Toothpaste.
AIM. The Stripe toothpaste.
AIM. Gleam.
I got one for you.
What deodorant? Okay.
Go here.
That bottle that hung on the back of the door looked like a hot water bottle with a tube on it.
Yes.
And a spray nozzle.
Yeah.
Boy, me and my nephew got the ass whooping our life one time. And we found it on the back of the door. We'd always wondered what it was, so we put water in it, and we found out that the water squeezed through them little holes on that white tip. So we chasing each other around the house, shooting
like water guns,
squirting each other. Okay, then he fill up the bag, and it was my time to hide.
Yes.
And then he'll have it under his arm. My mama came in that house. My mama said, there's all this vinegar in here.
Oh, God.
Now, we didn't even know. We didn't know nothing about no vinegar smell. She said, what is all this vinegar I smell in this house? Now, we talking about, that ain't us. Cool. We were squirting water. Well, we sat there. My mama got to doing the math and went back in there and touched that hot water bottle with the holes on it. And, boy... We got our ass beat. And then, we didn't even know why we got beat. And then my brother was talking to us.
Told you what it was, didn't he?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Steve. What did you and Al in there grab mama's hot water bottle from the baby? He said, nah, we was playing water gun with it. He said, boy, you know what that is?
Be right there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
From when?
He said, that's a lady's bag. And then I said, clueless.
Yeah.
What you mean it's a lady's bag? That's a douche bag. Really? Still, I'm clueless. Boy, when my damn brother told me what that bag was for.
You wanted to shower, didn't you?
Man. I'm shooting water in my mouth.
Oh, God.
I'm firing full blast. I got the bag under my arm, mouth wide open.
Oh, my God.
That's what I said. That's when I first found out. I said, well, that water a little tangy in there.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, because they had a special solution they put in there, and you put vinegar in it, too.
Oh, God.
And that's...
Yeah, we know.
And I had no idea.
All right, we're moving on. Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're going to try to make people laugh during this segment with another quick, fast round of Ask the CLO. Please submit your questions to Steve Harvey.
Okay, so do you want me to go for laughter answers or help people? Give it to me now.
Well, they were. Hey, quit, I mean, can you
people.
Do both?
You do that all the time. Quit helping
all right, here we go.
Are
let's
you
go.
Asking them? I thought you were asking me.
I was asking you to what you already you know how that goes. Give it to them right there. Let's go, Shirley.
You
here
ask
it is.
Them?
All right, ignorant answers. Here we go.
This one. This one is from Lisa in Oklahoma. I'm a 23-year-old woman. I recently got married a week after my virtual college graduation. My husband and I were virgins when we got married, but we love making love now. I just have one problem. My husband loves to have sex early in the morning. That was great during quarantine, but now I'm back at work and the sex makes me late for work. I heard about doing quickies, but my husband can't do those. I'm new to all of this, so how do I tell him no when he wants sex in the morning?
He don't really want sex in the morning.
What? Mm-hmm.
What do you want, though? What's
it's just mean, a dog? Natural occurrence in the morning. That ain't sex. That's just early morning. It happens.
We just up.
Yeah. We up. Testosterone. We up. You up. I'm up. We up. What we gonna do? And he don't really want sex. He don't know yet because if you say he was a virgin, which
yeah,
I doubt.
They're 23.
Yeah, well, he wasn't. But anyway.
You lined up.
What, boy? No, listen to me. That ain't no problem. Y'all having sex and can't go to work on time. That ain't no damn problem.
She
23.
Late for work?
That ain't no problem. Say no. It's your body. What is we tripping for? But he can't say no to his body, though. It's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's a routine.
It's an early morning occurrence that happens with men up to a certain age, and he can't help it. Just get your ass up, fo' he up, and go to work. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose your job
before he up.
Mm-hmm. All right, next Sarah question, in Atlanta Shirley. Says, I'm a 29-year-old female. My boyfriend is 32. We've been together 3 years. He's changed over the years, and he's a lot less sociable now. He says he's in love with me, but I don't feel it. I post pictures of us on my social media pages, but he won't post any pictures of me or us on his page. He told me he keeps his private life private, but if he hangs out with his female friends, he posts group pictures of them. Am I being too petty, or do you think he has something to hide?
Mm. Yeah, he don't care for you no more.
Damn.
Dang.
It's been 3 years.
Just
he's
blatant.
Changed his attitude to change. He don't care for you, and he got female friends he posted, but ain't no pictures of you. Do the math. 1 and 1 is 2. You ain't in nothing but your picture. That's 1. He and all his girlfriends' pictures. And why do he have girlfriends?
Ooh. All right. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Our very own J. Anthony Brown is always here with the foolishness. Can count on him. He's got details on his brand new book. Tell us about it, Jay.
I just finished my new book, Steve, and it's called 101 Ways to Start an Argument. Several chapters in the book. Chapter 1, you know, laugh on the phone for no reason. Just laugh. That's all you
that'll start an argument?
Yeah, it will start an argument. This is how you start.
You laughing at?
Yeah. Chapter 7 is a real good chapter. Uh-huh. Take a shower in the middle of the day. Just shower. Oh. Yeah, where you going?
Yeah.
No, I'm just showering. That's a... Mm-hmm. On Sunday, this is a good one for Sunday. Say I'm going to a different church by myself. That's what you say on Sunday.
That's not arguing.
Yeah, it's gonna be some hell up in there. Yeah. Well, who right, over another, there?
Here's another one. Ways to start an argument. Yeah. Put an empty bag in the closet and just walk away. Just put it up there and just walk away. Like, just, no. Yeah, what's in there? Don't worry about that. Don't go up there. Don't go up there. Yeah.
Just, what you mean, don't go up there?
Yeah, don't go up there. You're right. Don't go up there. All right, ways to start an argument. Say this phrase right here. This really works. Say, I'll be right back.
Ooh. Yeah.
And leave. Just leave. Just leave. I'll be right back.
You'll be where you going?
I'll be right back. Don't worry about where I'm going. I'll be right back.
What you mean, don't worry about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
you just walk right out of here. Sure. What?
You use this phrase right here on the phone. This really gets an argument going. Say, good job, Becky. I'll see you tomorrow. And then hang up the phone.
Oh. Becky?
Becky with the good hair, Becky?
Becky. Why the hell you got to encourage Becky?
Yes.
What you doing with some damn good job, Becky? What she do so damn good? Well, your black ass got to be commenting on it.
This is from my new book, How to Start an Argument. Ask your mate, your lady, when's your friend coming over here? You know,
when's
the...
Oh my God.
You can't do that.
Mike, she ain't been over here in a while. When's she coming back?
She's single, huh?
Ain't she single?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that starts an argument right off the top. Right
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good Jay argument right here, boy.
Ways to start an argument. No matter what movie she says she want to go to, you say, I seen it already.
Oh, you're done. Oh, you're going to movies now? Oh, okay.
Well, you had time to go see it.
You saw Hustler already?
Boy.
Yeah, I seen that. Well, let's go to I seen it. Here's another one. Here's another one. Ways to start an argument. You're on the phone, and you laugh real damn loud, and then you start whispering.
Jay, you've been married a bunch of times, boy.
And this is why he's divorced.
Jay,
you know how to run somebody off, dog.
Jay, can I give you one?
Give me one. I'll put it in the book. Go ahead.
Buy your wife some running shoes for her birthday.
Oh, Steve! Oh.
Wow.
I'm fat now.
Too far.
Oh, okay.
I thought you liked this color.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't like yellow?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah. Buy some running shoes. That'll
do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the day, you put on a clean shirt.
You woke up in one shirt and put on another. Oh.
What you change your shirts for?
Can I just put on a new shirt?
No.
No, you cannot. What was wrong with the old one?
Hey, Jay. Can this go in the book, Jay?
Can I just add one more?
Last one more.
You ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
Ways to start an argument in your house, guaranteed.
Come on. What?
Mm.
Come in from work and pull your pants off and ain't got no drawers.
All right, thanks, Jay and Steve.
You just commando with it.
The nephew up next with today's
show troll.
Today's prank phone call. Right after this.
What's wrong?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, he stole my heart and a few other things. Okay. First.
If you're going to steal now.
Yeah, stop with one thing, right?
First nephew off. Tommy is here. You hear him right there with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nath?
Me and your baby getting married. Me and your baby getting married.
Never heard it, but I like it.
I called this man and told him that I'm marrying his daughter. Me and your baby. Might be a bit too much. It's getting married. Cat dog, let's run that thing.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Mr.
How you doing? I'm trying. Let me make sure I'm calling the right person. Your daughter is Crystal.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I got the right person. Hey, listen. What I wanted to do, Mr. Richards, is call and introduce myself to you, and let you know who I was. My name is Jeff. Jeff. And I've been seeing Crystal. You know, pretty much like the last 5 to 6 months. And I wanted to let you know that I'm very, very interested in you. And I know this kind of crazy for you to get a phone call from me, but I'm very interested in Crystal right now. And I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to do the man thing and just reach out to you, man, and say I'm really interested in marrying your daughter.
And marrying my daughter? Wait, hold on, man. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, listen, I'm very close with my daughter, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. I talk with my daughter every day.
Wow, I don't know what that's about, but it's been like about 5, close to 6 months that me and Crystal been, you know, going out, you know, up here at the school. But what I wanted to do is tell you that I really, really, really like Crystal, man, and I wanted to call and tell you that, you know, I'm really... really interested in marrying Crystal. You know, I really do want Crystal to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've never heard of you before, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that, and, you know, we've been a little back and forth or whatever, but, you know, the main thing is me and Crystal really, you know, we really do love each other, Miss. I want to,
Okay, but if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
Well, you know what? You know, and maybe it's a situation where Crystal is like a little uneasy about talking to you about it. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk with me about anything. We talk every day.
Right. Just like you, I talk to my daughter every day.
Your daughter? And how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 15.
Hold on 1 minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. And I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us, but you know what, man?
I'm more shocked than me.
Okay, and I understand that, but what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it come a time, man, where you just don't know what's going to happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you've been locked up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah.
How long were you locked up?
I'm going to say this, man. Crystal is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me at the blue with all this shit. Look, man, I'm at work. I got a lot of work on my damn desk, and you calling me, telling me you former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you damn near 50, you damn near my age and want to marry my daughter? Man, I am not trying to talk to you about this. What I need to do is I need to talk to Crystal and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, and I understand that, Mr. You was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happened. Crystal love me, I love her, and it is what it is. I just want to try to get your blessings on this.
You can't get my blessings. You lost your mind. How the hell are you jailbird gonna marry my daughter? Man, my daughter's been in private school all her damn life. She was on the dean's list all 4 years of college, and she's going to grad school. And are you gonna marry my daughter that you met on your work release?
Hey, Miss, I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you that, you know what, man, sometimes love is right the second time around. You understand what I'm saying?
What the hell you mean the second time?
I got kids already. What I'm trying to say is it didn't work out with me on the first time. What I wanted to do, man, is just call you and solidify the culinary experience.
Culinary? Culinary got to do with food. What the hell is you talking about? Look. I got to talk to my daughter. I'm going to call Crystal. I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. Because, look, man, I'm not even trying to have this conversation with you.
And Mr. Perez, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. What I want to say to you is this right here. Crystal is 25. Even if you don't agree with this here, we're going to elope and make sure that we get
back. Look here. you ain't doing a thing with my daughter unless it's my. Look here, man. You ain't doing with my daughter. I don't even know your jailbird. You ain't doing. I'm going to call my daughter, find out who you really are. Because you lost your mind if you think your old jailbird is going to be marrying my daughter. My daughter's got a future. You ain't got. What the hell is wrong with you? You lost.
I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth with you, Mr. Me and Crystal getting married.
That will not happen under any circumstances.
No. I don't care what you think the circumstances are. Me and Crystal getting married. That's
that
it.
Not the love, man. I don't know who the hell you think you are. What the is wrong with you? Face, how about
that? That's what it's gotta be. I got one more thing I need to say, and then me and Crystal just gonna come over there and drive down there and tell you exactly what's going on in our life right
what,
now.
What? You tell what? What? You got to say to me?
Are you listening to me?
Yes. What the hell you got to say to me?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Crystal, and her boyfriend.
Aw, oh, ain't this some I'm outside my job. And all the people looking at me like I'm crazy. Damn, Joe.
Hey, man, your baby girl just wanted to put a smile on your face, man. I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I'm going to get your ass, Crystal.
That's how you do it, baby.
Woo, play too much.
King of prank.
Woo, Lord.
Oh, man.
He was not having
that,
it.
That no, take a like, daddy through somebody's little girl,
yeah,
man. That right
26?
There.
26. He said, "My 15-year-old, yo, what?"
You know, the second time around. You know what you mean? The second time around. What you talking about?
Love is love.
I want to throw up.
Yeah, because you have daughters. Yes.
Oh my God. That's how you do it, baby. Go to thomasmiles.com. Click on the prank button. All right, leave me all your information. I call you, we talk, you let me know who we pranking, we work out our plan, and that's how we do it. ThomasMiles.com. I promise you, we gonna prank some great ones. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Crazy, man. That's, whoa, Tommy. All right, coming up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Wait till you guys hear this one. You thought yesterday's was crazy. Well, this one is crazy, too. The subject is, he stole my heart and a few other things. He stole my heart and a few other things. We're going to get into it, Steve and I.
If you're going to steal, though, Shirley, if you're going to steal, I mean, steal a lot. Don't just steal your heart.
Just
and
be a
else.
Thief, huh? Just be
I mean,
a
if you're going to thievery, go on and thievery.
One more time, he stole my heart and a few other things. We'll get into the Strawberry Letter right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, guys, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on sex, on dating, relationships, work, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could, well, I don't know, we could read your letter like we're going to do that one today. Could be
pop
you.
It, pop it, pop it, pop it.
Okay. You, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he stole my heart and a few other things. Dear Stephen Shirley, a while back, I met a man on a dating app, and it was supposed to be just a one-night stand. He came over, and we had the most explosive sex. After that, we talked all night. He lives out of town, and when he got back home, we talked daily and spent hours getting to know each other. He came back to visit me because he was dying to have sex with me. We admitted that we were catching feelings. After he left, I noticed that he changed. If I missed his call, he called me back to back until I answered. It was so sweet, but I kept reassuring him that I wasn't cheating. He came to visit again, and this time he brought some of his clothes and a few personal things to leave at my house. This made me so happy because it meant we were an official couple. Whenever we got into arguments, he'd jokingly say, "Don't make me pop up to see what you're doing." I never thought he would do it, but he did. One Saturday, I volunteered to feed the homeless, and I couldn't use my phone while I was serving due to the COVID-19 guidelines at the place. I went for 4 hours without answering my man's calls, and he lost it. When I got home, he had kicked my door in, and he left me a note. I discovered that he took all of his clothes, and he also took my 42-inch TV, 2 lamps, some of my shoes, some frozen steaks, and the microwave. It was so random since he has never bought me anything. I called to beg him to come back, but he said it's over and he never wants to see me again. How can I get this man to see that I would never cheat on him? How can I fix this? Okay, I'm going to read your words back to you and see if this sparks anything in your brain. You say, when I got home, he had kicked my door in. He'd left me a note. I discovered he took all of my clothes, and he also took my 42-inch TV, 2 lamps, some of my shoes, some frozen steaks, and the microwave. Okay, does that sound crazy to you? I mean, doesn't that sound a little crazy? It does to me. I'm sure it does to Steve and to everyone else listening. So why would you want this ignorant man back in your life? I mean, honestly, it sounds scary. I mean, who does this? He sounds like some kind of psychopath to me. I just say consider yourself blessed that that's all he took, the TV and the microwave and some shoes. And I really don't get the steaks part. But anyway, he sounds violent. He sounds controlling. He sounds possessive to me. I'm so glad. I'm really glad you weren't in the house because I think he would have put his hands on you. I really do. And it's really a shame, I think, that I have to tell you this. It really pains me, honestly, because you gotta know, you need to know this, that you shouldn't be so desperate that you would think that you would have to beg this man to come back to you. To do what? I mean, let him go, please, girl. You gotta let him go, and don't ever invite him back to your house. I mean, he tried to destroy your house. He kicked the door in. Come on, he's a thief. Remember that. Please don't forget that. Let's be clear. This man sounds very unstable. I think you need to run and run quickly and get away from him. Steve?
Well, good letter, Shirley. I see a little something else in here that I probably need to go over and cover.
Yes.
Met this man on his dating app. This is where this went wrong. It was supposed to be a one-night stand. This a hit it, quit it, sock it, knock it, throw it, catch it. He came over and we had, in your words, the most explosive sex.
She said
now, let me show you what happens after you have explosive sex. Mm-hmm. Y'all talk daily, spend hours getting to know each other. came back to visit because he was dying to have sex with me again. You know why? Because it was explosive. We admitted we was catching feelings. He left, and I noticed he changed. If I missed his calls, he would call me back to back to back. You know why? Because y'all had explosive sex. Explosive sex will make you call back to back to back to back. Damn it, answer me. If you'd have just had regular sex, none of this would be happening to you. Yeah, you thought it was so sweet, didn't you? I kept assuring him I wasn't cheating. He came to visit again, and this time he bought some clothes with him and a few personal things to leave in my house. You know why? Because y'all was down there having exploding sex. Just blowing up, boom, just blowing up stuff, snatching pins out of grenades, dropping it on the side of the bed. This made me happy. It made you think you was an official couple. Whenever we got into arguments, he jokingly say, "Don't make me pop up. See what you doing." You know why a man just pop up? Because y'all had explosive sex. Explosive. This your whole damn problem. That
all right, hold on.
Stand. Explosive sex.
Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, he stole my heart and a few other things. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he stole my heart and a few other things.
Met a man on a dating app, hooked up with him, supposed to be a one-night stand, end up having the most explosive sex ever. He called every day because you was having explosive sex. He came back because he missed you so much because y'all was having explosive sex. He admitted that he wanted you. Y'all had sex. I missed his call. He called back to back to back because y'all was having explosive sex. You thought it was sweet. And then he came to visit and he bought some clothes and left some personal things at the house. That's so he can just have a shirt over there because, you know, after you have explosive sex, you need to have a change of clothes. See, you can't have explosive sex and put them same drawers on. Explosive sex, you got to change your socks. See, explosive sex is different.
Okay.
Your belt probably don't fasten no more. You need a set of clothes.
Okay, that's why.
Shoestrings and came all out your shoes because y'all having explosive sex. You open the doors, he dive and cross the porch. Then when y'all have arguments, he say, "Don't make me pop up and see what you're doing." I never thought he'd do it, but he did. You down there trying to feed the homeless. You volunteer to feed them, and you can't use your phone while you're serving because you're dipping food. Due to the COVID guidelines, you went 4 hours without answering your man's call, and doggone it, he lost it. You know why he lost it? Because he was looking for that explosive sex, and it was not on the phone.
Every time.
When I got home, he done kicked your door in and left you a note. But you discovered he took all his clothes, took your 42-inch TV, two lamps, some of your shoes, some frozen steaks, and the microwave. Now, after he did all that, this is what you said. It was so random since he never bought me anything.
Right.
He didn't buy me no shoes or no microwave. And he ended up just taking TVs down off the wall. I don't understand. He didn't buy none of that stuff. That was your statement after that.
Right.
Then right after that, you said, "I called to beg him back." Uh-huh. Let's park this letter for a minute. Uh-huh. What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
See, maybe this explosive sex wasn't just having him do ignorant mess. It's got you doing ignorant mess, too. So a man kick your dough in, leave you a note, took his clothes, your 42-inch TV, two lamps, some of your shoes, some frozen steaks and a microwave, and you begged him to come back. What, did he miss something? Baby, you got to come back. I can't believe you left all this chicken in this freezer. how can I get this man to see that I would never cheat on him? Wait a minute. What? Shirley had this right. What are you talking about? Why are you concerned with getting him back and trying to prove to this man that you didn't cheat? He kicked your dough in.
Yes. Come on, crazy.
He took a flat screen. You know how hard it is to take a 42-inch TV off a wall, put it in your car with your shoes? A damn microwave. How did he get that microwave out that wall?
Can I ask you something?
Huh?
Why did he take frozen steaks? What is that
about? So, because he had to drive home, they keep better.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
So, you don't take nothing out the refrigerator because it'd be spoiled. It's hot.
Oh, okay.
He put them in a trunk back there. That engine kicking off heat off that muffler.
Oh, okay.
And it'll be spoiled by the time he get home.
Okay. I didn't get it. Okay.
And then, you know, he probably stay out of town because they met on the app.
Yeah, he does. Uh-huh.
He spent, and they talk daily, and he came back to visit. See, came back to visit mm-hmm. means from out of town.
Right.
He didn't come over. He came back to visit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He stay out of town, so you still frozen steaks because they keep on the highway.
You know what? I'm not.
Thank you for breaking it down.
I'm just trying
to, all the
I'm
way
I'm just
now.
Trying to help you.
I appreciate it so
See,
much,
you got
Steve.
To think this thing out. You don't, when you finna go back home and you got to mm-hmm. drive a while, you don't mm-hmm. take nothing out the refrigerator. That's passion. You get it frozen so it can last.
Stupid.
And I don't know why I would not want to see him again all having all this exploding sex. And he's stealing stuff. And it's, he didn't explode it so good, I don't even know he's stealing stuff. They kicked the whole damn door in. You ain't got a lock no more.
Should have a
you
door.
In there trying to go to bed tonight. You done leaned some cardboard up against your door.
That's crazy.
It is. She wants to
How can him. I fix this? What did you do wrong? Because mm-hmm. I'm looking in the letter. I'm trying to figure out what you did wrong. Lady, what's wrong with you? Don't you are what's called sprung. Don't get on this explosive sex. And get yourself hurt. Something wrong with him.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You don't answer the phone. He kick a dough in and start stealing.
And she just met him?
But the whole damn dough. When you mm-hmm. kick a dough in.
He's violent.
Dog, you know how hard it is to kick a dough in?
Man. Everybody mm-hmm. can't do it.
And if he, got some if stuff he come back, the door is open. So you ain't they got to worry about not getting in.
Yeah.
The door wide open.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time, Steve, for Comedy Roulette. You ready? Jay, explain it again.
Let me break this down. Comedy Roulette, very simple. Give us five subjects. Put them on the wheel.
Yeah.
Spun the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd it stop? Yeah, spun.
As in spin.
That's totally different right there. Spun it around. Where'd stop? We'll do the damn thing.
All right, yeah. Number one, things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone.
I like that one. Yeah.
Number two, you know it's time to go to the store when... dot, dot, dot. Number three, stuff you don't like to watch, but you watch it anyway to keep them happy. You know, we all know about that.
We know about that, right?
Oh, you should have just rolled her.
Or him.
Put that in there.
Or him, whatever.
She don't watch nothing.
Watch nothing. All right.
Come on.
Let's go, Kat. Let's spin
all
the wheel.
All of these is good.
Whoa! It came on number one, things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone.
Things you say to yourself,
when you're mad at someone.
Okay, here's some things you say to yourself
uh-huh.
when you're mad at somebody. I'm gonna let it go this time.
Mm-hmm.
But the next damn time,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's gonna be hell
it's
up in there.
It's gonna be hell.
It's gonna be hell.
This is one I always say to myself
what?
When I'm mad at other people. I'm trying not to go to jail. Now I'm doing my best.
You say
I'm
that?
I'm doing my best right now.
I'm trying
not to go to jail.
You're really mad.
No, you mad. Court dates, everything. I'm trying not to.
What you
Come
got?
On, nephew.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Drink that water that I put up in that. Drink it. That's what I want.
All right. Things you say to yourself when you're mad at someone, Steve.
Better go head on.
just said it to myself. You better go head on now. This is black.
That's black.
That's all that is. Yeah.
Better go head on now.
Things you say to yourself when you're mad at somebody. Lord, please work with me, Jesus. Work with me. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Please, Father. Yeah. Father, take me down so I don't kill us.
That's what I always say when I'm always mad. Somebody, it's just something you said before to somebody. That, oh, that's why your ass broke now.
Oh, that
that's
hurt.
Why your ass broke right now.
That hurt, Junior. That hurt.
That hurts. That hurts. But you say it to yourself.
Y'all be laughing.
Yeah.
Sure glad that ain't my baby.
Oh, my God. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The guys are here. They're going to break down. You know you've had good sex when ...
I'm going to do a couple, and then I know the guy's going to jump in. I know they're going to jump in. I know.
Okay.
A lot of people have been getting used to one another. They're not tired. They're rested. They haven't been going. So they've been throwing down some good loving. You know you have had some good sex when you wake up with one sock on. You're like, damn, what the hell happened? Where's my sock? Here's another one. You know you've had some good ass loving when both of y'all wake up between the two mattresses. Like, what the
hell? Is the mattress on top?
The mattress is on top.
Oh, that's right?
I got two more. You know, just for the men, you have had some good A-loving. When you wake up, you look in the mirror and you got on her eyelash. Like, damn. How the hell?
Boy, this was good, boy.
This was good. Yeah, I got one more. Yeah, all right. You know you have had some good loving, good ass loving. When you wake up and both of y'all is at the bottom of the bed. Like, how the hell? What is? I know you got one. Anybody got one? Jump in. Bring it.
I know you had some good loving when ...
Here you go, Jay. You know you've had some good loving when you knock all her medication off the nightstand. It's all on the floor. Pills is everywhere. We don't know which one to take.
I love it. Tommy, what you got?
You know when you had some good loving and you just look at her and say, where your mama at?
What? Generational loving.
My bad.
Wow. Okay.
Where are we going?
You
know know you've had some good loving.
You know you done had some good loving when you wake up the next morning and call in to work and you your job ain't been open since the 13th.
That's good love. Hey, I ain't gonna make it today. All right.
I love it.
You know, you have had some good loving when you wake up and there's a hot glue gun in your hand and it's still on. Like, yeah, what on, the man. Hell was I hot gluing? What?
Glue gun.
What?
You know you've had some good sex. When you kick over a candle in the middle of sex and y'all turn into firefighters.
All right. You know you had some good loving. When you in the middle of it and look her in her eyes and say, you know what? I'm going to buy you some money. I swear to God, I'm going to buy you some money. I ain't lying to you.
You know you done had some good loving when both of y'all jump up and start washing your hands and it ain't got nothing to do with corona.
I got one more and then you close it out, Steve. I got one more and then you close out. One more. You know you have had some good loving when you wake up and there's a happy face on your ass. You're like, what the hell?
I cannot.
Who put that there?
An emoji?
Who put that there? Close it out, Steve. Close it out, man.
You know you done had some good loving when the family is down there having breakfast during quarantine and you and your wife look at the kids and go, what y'all looking at us for? Quit looking at us. Grown folks.
Oh my God.
All right, coming up next.
Damn it, quit looking over here.
Close the door.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
How many friends do you guys have? I'm not talking about social media friends. I'm talking about real friends. Now, according to a new survey, the average American has about 16 friends. Of these 16 friends...
What?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got no damn 16 friends.
But Steve, this is according to a new survey.
That's
what
true.
New survey?
Okay.
Nobody got no damn 16 friends.
Yeah. Yeah, and they say of these...
What? Who that friendly?
They say of these 16 friends, 3 were described as friends for life, 5 were people they really liked and would hang out with one-on-one, and the other 8 were people the respondent said they liked but would not spend time with them one-on-one. The survey also found that the average American adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. So, Steve, I got to ask you, it begs the question, how many friends, real friends, do you have? 16 or less?
Probably got 5.
5, you can count them on one hand. True 5. Friends, yeah.
I'm talking about ride or die, don't give a damn, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Top 5.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm talking about where, with it. 5 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to make new friends at the
And I ain't made a friend in 5 years. How? Where?
At work. At work, Steve. That's where you are all the time.
How many friends you got, Tommy?
I would say 3.
Oh, wait.
3
can
and
we
a possible,
continue this
though.
Conversation when we come back? 3 and a
sure
possible.
Sure, we can.
Oh, like you playing spades.
All right, we'll be back. We'll pick this conversation up when we come back at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we were talking about how many friends do we have. There's a new survey, and it says that the average American has about 16 friends. Of those 16...
That's impossible.
Well, wow. This is how they break it down. 3 were described as friends for life. 3 you have for life. 5 were people you really liked and you would hang out with one-on-one. And then the other 8 were people the respondents said they liked, but they wouldn't spend time with them one-on-one. And
okay,
then
that's not your friend.
Yeah, then right. That's you wouldn't consider
and
that
then
a friend.
People you really like don't necessarily mean they're your friends.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Yeah.
And then they say the average American adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years.
I know that.
And you know why? Tell me. You don't have time to learn nobody else. All them learn you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got trust.
Yeah, and there's a trust factor. Yeah.
Man, when he say something that's right, I can't believe it. A little bit.
Yeah, you get quiet. I noticed you get quiet,
it just
Steve.
Throws me off.
But it was right. He was 100%.
Yeah, he was on point.
Correct.
Yeah, he was.
Man, you ain't got time to learn nobody, man. Mm-hmm. What?
But it sounds like with us, this group right here, we don't use that term loosely. Like,
oh, no.
Friend,
no.
When I call you a friend.
Yeah.
Come on,
oh,
dog.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I can count on you no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
it's
a
five
friend.
Of them dudes in my world. Yeah. I'm 62 years old.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and it's about loyalty, too. It's
and,
about.
And my good ones done died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I, you know, look, I know like my friends for life, Butch, Ricardo. So, you know, you look at Butch and Ricardo, I've been friends with Manny since I was four. Mm-hmm.
What are their last names?
My best friend from college is Marvelous Marvin Horton.
Oh, uh-huh.
We still boys.
Mm-hmm.
The ride or die.
Yeah, that's your dog.
I'm talking about Biggie Wig.
Okay.
And Blue.
I'm
talking about, man, dudes that'll walk off right. the edge for you. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggie Wig and Blue, Prue,
yeah,
they walk off the edge for you, man.
Yeah.
That ain't no lie. Ricky Lewis, good ass brother, too, man. But I got dudes that,
my friend,
that I call, sure. like Steve Perry.
Dr. Perry.
Dr. Mm-hmm. Perry, yeah.
Oh, this is my dude, man. He'll climb down in the hole with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What after do you that? Call that group that's after friends? But they still cool with you.
Acquaintances.
You know what I'm saying? But you're not in that top. You're not in that five.
That's well, it. Maybe it's levels of friends.
Yeah.
You know, because they could still be friends, right?
I think that, and that's what they were saying. Some people are with you ride or die, and then others are, you'll spend time with them one-on-one, you know. Yeah, yeah, I think there are different levels of friendship.
Because I know some people that
I call them like New York, like short for New York, like NYK. That's what I call. I just put them in the NYK group, like New York.
I know what he's saying.
NYK.
NYK.
York.
All right, well, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm missing.
I know, coming up at 49 after, some closing remarks coming up as well, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, last break of the day. Please leave us with some closing remarks like only you can.
This is to help you make ready for your blessings. Now, what I'm going to give you is going to be hard for most people to do. I already know that. It was difficult for me to do. But a very, very wealthy person taught this to me. I didn't think much of it until I did it. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, did it help make room for what God had for me. Not only that, it freed me up. And I'll tell you what this very, very successful person told me. If I told you his name, you probably wouldn't know him. He's not famous. He's just extremely wealthy. And when I tell you extremely wealthy, I mean it. But if I said his name, you wouldn't even know this guy. If I showed you a picture of him, the average person wouldn't even know who he was. But he taught this to me. He said, in your journey, if you want to really clear the slate, get a fresh start, and prepare yourself to receive what all God has for you, you have to take inventory of the people in your life. And when you take this inventory, you are going to have to act as though you are a gardener. You are a gardener with a grove. And your grove is your life, the things you want to bear fruit from God, your trees. You want apples this season. You want lemons. You want grapefruits. You want peaches. You want pears, plums. You've got to take care of your orchard. In order to take care of your orchard, I notice you've all noticed that from time to time, you see the gardeners outside pruning trees. They cutting them back.
They clipping dead ends off. You know why? Because that maximizes the growth of the good in the tree. If you take the dead, unnecessary branches off, the withering ends, it allows for the tree to bear more fruit. So, Steve, how do you take inventory of people? This is what he taught me. He said, you have three kinds of people in your life. He said, you have people who approach you with nothing but bad news. All of us know them. Everybody has somebody that walks up to them, and every time they start talking, something wrong. Or every time they give you a phone call, they bring you bad news. And the bad news don't just be about them. They bring you bad news about you. Ah, did you hear that though? They were saying about you down here. And you just go, man, have you ever had a person that every time they came up to you, you just felt dark because they just bought bad news? Those people that you have in your life, you don't need them. I want you to go through your phone contacts, and everybody that is no good, that never moves your life forward, doesn't give you any helpful advice, doesn't help you, aid you in any way, has nothing but bad news and wants something for you, one-sided friendships, I want you to put a dot next to that contact's name, a black dot. The next person you have in your life are called sometimey people. They the 50-50s in your life. They cool over here as long as you're doing this, but they not cool over here. You can take them here, but you can't take them there. You can discuss this, but you can't bring up that. You can lead them that way, but you can't show them the other way. Sometimes they cool with you about stuff. Sometimes they ain't. Those are called sometimey people, or what we gonna call 50-50 people. Everybody got them in their life. When you have a 50-50 person, what I want you to do is put an asterisk by their name. That contact, put an asterisk. Remember, all the bad news people that's always bringing you bad news and darkness, a black dot next to their name. The next person is the 50-50 person. They sometime, they cool here, they ain't cool there. Put an asterisk by their name. The last person that you know are people who are very supportive of you, people who are willing to pray for you, people who always try to be uplifting, people who, when they got news for you, they try to make it of the positive nature, a person who comes to your aid and your rescue, a person that picks up the phone just to see how you doing, and you bet not mention that something's wrong, because here they come. It's people in your life, man, that you don't even have to talk when you're around them. You could just sit and be still, and y'all just cool like that. Everybody got that ride or die. That I don't care what you tell them. They don't pass judgment. They just your friends. Well, when you have that person, and I'm going to be real honest with you, it ain't a whole lot of them. I want you to put a check by their name. So you got a black dot next to the dark people who bring you nothing but bad news, negativity, something wrong every time. You got an asterisk by the name of the people who are 50-50, sometimey people, and you got a check by the people that's always supportive, prayerful, bring you good news. Now, here's what you do. I want you to take everybody with a black dot next to their name and everybody with an asterisk next to their name, and I want you to block them as your contact. Block them out your phone and block them from your email. If they family, block them from your phone and block them from your email. All I want you to have is people who have your phone number that have a check by your name. You're going to lose a lot of people, but guess what? You're going to gain a lot of ground. You don't have no idea how much time you waste with people in your life who are 50-50 and always got bad news. If you eliminate them, you clean house. Your inventory is clean. You now have cleared room to receive the blessings God have for you in this year. I dare you to try it. It works. It sounds cruel. It sounds like it's hurtful. But man, if you want to win, you got to do it. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it, baby.
I'm talking about that's it.
Yes.
Right there.
Years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.